AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. University of Missouri students held a rally to celebrate the resignation of school system president Tim Wolf. Marshall Allen with the group Concerned Student 1950 says minorities must have a say in choosing Wolf's replacement.
Our demands must be met in totality to create systems of healing within the UM system. In addition to this, students, staff, and faculty of color must be involved in the process on who will be our next UM system president.
The resignation came after the football team and others on campus protested what they saw as indifference to racial tensions at the school. In Spartanburg, South Carolina, authorities say a college campus officer investigating a possible vehicle break-in opened fire after the suspects tried to flee in the car and it hit him. One of the people inside was killed. The Spartanburg Methodist College campus was placed on lockdown as authorities investigate. In their first meeting in more than a year, President Obama and Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu put their dispute over the Iran nuclear deal behind them.
The president shrugged off the clash over the Iran deal as a narrow one.
We don't have a disagreement on the need to making sure that Iran does not get a nuclear weapon, and we don't have a disagreement about the importance of us blunting destabilizing activities.
Instead, he and Netanyahu discussed U.S. military aid to Israel and ways to, as Obama put it, lower the temperature over recent clashes between Jews and Palestinians.
I remain committed to a vision of peace of two states for two peoples.
However, neither leader disputed what an aide here said last week, that a peace deal's unlikely before Obama leaves office. Mark Smith at the White House.
Egyptian antiquities officials are scoffing at claims by GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson that Egypt's ancient pyramids were not built as tombs for pharaohs, but used to store grain. The antiquities minister says the remark doesn't even deserve a response. This is AP Radio News. A New Orleans-based federal appeals court has upheld a Texas-based federal judge's injunction blocking the administration's immigration initiative. President Obama has launched his own personal Facebook page. In his first video post, Obama gives a small tour of his backyard at the White House.
There's a fox somewhere on the grounds, because I've seen it. It's wandered around the Oval Office. There's a hawk that some kids named Lincoln, who flies around here.
The president gained more than 200,000 likes in the first 3 hours this page was up. San Diego will be saying so long to Shamu, as we now know him, SeaWorld ending orca shows at its San Diego park. The company's top executive says visitors made it clear they prefer seeing killer whales act naturally rather than doing tricks. Monday Night Football was played in San Diego. The Chargers lost to the Chicago Bears 22-19. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.